Frontenac specializes in...
Ooh, thank you.
Hufford's Jewelry.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines. Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive Alive, brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Ooh. Ooh. Man, I've waited all week for this. We've had 6 days of not really knowing what was going on in Hollywood with the celebrities and the movers and the shakers. We're going to find out right now because it is time for the Hollywood Report, condensed and shortened to be called the Wood Report. And here is your host, Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So I guess you all heard about the John Bon Jovi story.
Well, he's not dead.
Right.
That's funny. I saw the picture that he posted. It had the date on it. It then said, heaven looks a lot like New Jersey or
right.
something.
Right, and
like
he had yesterday's date.
But this is like the 20th time. That some celebrity...
It's like every few
months. And that's
months
the problem with this
that.
Tweeting. And,
Twitter.
You know, somebody fires it out into the universe.
Scott Baio, I think they've killed twice in the last year.
And Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And those two, nobody would have really cared.
I think that's why they picked the lesser...
So it won't upset the world.
I don't understand it.
Well, he's not dead.
Well, lots of people are breaking up. Deborah Messing and her husband Daniel Zellman separated after 10 years. They have a 7-year-old son.
I like Deborah Messing.
I don't.
I never got.
After 12 years together, Chaz Bono and his fiancée Jennifer Elia have called off their engagement.
No.
Well, you know why? His girlfriend is a girl.
I know, and she's lesbian. She likes women, and now she's with a guy.
Yeah, how is that supposed
that
to work?
That makes no sense.
Well, she's destined to be all dissatisfied because she's a lesbian, yet she's got a guy. Who used to be a girl.
But still has the parts down there. But
yeah.
Has a beard.
Yeah.
But he has the vagina, which is what a lesbian wants. When you get into the, getting it going.
But you're attracted.
You're thrown off by.
No more boobs.
Beard.
Yeah.
Lesbians you don't get to honk on some hoots anymore.
I think Chaz has got some hooters.
No. Well,
I don't think a lesbian is accustomed to looking up and going, oh, a beard, on the other woman.
Right.
That's a weird deal.
At least not on their face.
You got to give her credit for going 12 years. I mean, that's a long time to go put up with that.
Back in 2003, you tickled yourself, didn't
I
you?
Did.
But Kobe Bryant bought an 8-carat purple diamond ring worth $4 million for his wife. That was right after he was accused of sexually assaulting that gal at that hotel.
Right.
He was acquitted of that. Now they're saying there's a chance the ring might not be hers after the divorce, because in California, if you buy something that's that expensive, it doesn't qualify as a gift unless you sign a document saying it was a gift. So now it may just be marital property, and they may have to split it up.
Wow.
Good. Man, I have to sneeze.
Well, they're not going to split the ring. They're going to split total assets. So she'll get the ring, and he'll get some other...
Or she sells it, and they just split up the money.
Of a $4 million value, yeah.
Well, the engagement ring that Jason Trawick gave Britney Spears has a 3-carat diamond and smaller diamonds set in platinum all around the entire band. They say it costs about $90,000. I don't think that's that much.
Not for them.
I don't think so.
She's probably insulted by that.
Matthew and Tina Knowles, their divorce is final. Parents of Beyonce.
Oh.
Who?
Parents of Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce.
Who cares who her parents are?
The parents?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're getting divorced?
Well, her dad was her manager for a long time, and she fired him.
Who cares?
Yes, they are finally divorced. Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard separated after nearly 30 years together.
Oh, I know who that is. Jessica Lange.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jessica Lange, I believe, had a baby
with Baryshnikov.
Yes, by that ballet dancer.
Yes.
And I didn't think any ballet dancers did it with women. Not really? That was
he was on Sex and the City, too. He had sex with Carrie.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Okay. Terrence Howard, you know who he is?
Yes. Great actor. Great black actor.
Yeah.
Who's got an odd look. He doesn't look like anybody else. He's interesting.
Well, he might be a little odd inside, too. Right now he's saying his estranged wife hates black people, and she would often call him names like monkey and the N-word. That's terrible.
Hold on here. He's a black actor.
He's married to a white guy.
And his wife used to call him a monkey
and the
N-word.
And how long did he put up with
that? He's in the middle of a divorce. He said
why
she
would
from
you
a
leave
loving,
a woman like that?
He said she turned from a loving, gentle person into a monster who once threatened to have him killed by some Russians. They're both accusing each other of extreme violence and other horrible conduct.
Yeah.
It sounds very odd.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is she black?
No.
Okay.
I think she is Russian. And happier news, though, Backstreet Boy A.J. McLean is married now. He married his longtime girlfriend, Rochelle Caradas.
Was he one of those boy band singers?
Yes, Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Former Miss Venezuela Eva Ekvall died in Houston on Saturday. After losing her battle with breast cancer, she was only 28.
Wow. Now, what you just did is necrophilia. You gave the sound of a boner for a dead woman.
Well, I didn't know she was dead till the very end.
Yeah, you did. You did it after she said she died.
Yeah. Oh.
You did the noise after she said
you
were a necrophiliac.
Dead.
Oh. You're a sick, twisted necrophiliac.
Tina said she was dead, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Wow.
She died in Houston.
Yeah.
She was only diagnosed last year.
She was still attractive when she was alive.
I think the FBI needs to watch you. They need a file on you.
All right.
Go ahead.
She was Miss Venezuela in 2000 and third runner-up for Miss Universe in 2001. Copies of Playboy's issue featuring Lindsay Lohan selling out across the country. The magazine's also seen a big increase in subscription sales to their online service.
Now, why would you subscribe just because of one issue?
I don't get subscribing to Playboy at all anymore.
You know
when
that
you
I
can
have
see
never,
all this for free.
Here's the truth. And I'll preface this by saying this. I love to look at naked women.
Yep.
All right? I love it. I've never bought a Playboy. Not one in my life.
No.
I've seen dozens of them. Because used to be a time before we got so politically correct, every workplace, somebody bring a Playboy. Remember that? They'd bring a Playboy to the station.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
somebody might see it and get offended. But I've seen many Playboys that somebody brought to work. I just never bought them.
As kids, we used to have a stack of them, and we'd hide them out in the woods. I don't know how we acquired them. And we'd put them in a trash bag and hide them in the woods and then go look at them.
A lot of boys did
that. In a group?
Sure.
Can I retell a story real quick? Do you mind?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I don't like... You know what? I don't like your attitude.
Wow.
I'm not telling it now. No, I'm not going to tell it now.
Please.
Go ahead.
Is it about a Playboy magazine?
It's about a whole bunch of Playboy.
Is it about sleeping in your underwear with your neighbor?
No, it's about my it's about my uncle. See, I grew up in a very, very strict household. No alcohol, no cursing, no nothing. And anything like Playboy was of the devil. Oh. But I had an uncle, one of those uncles, who cursed, he drank. He was my favorite uncle. I spent a weekend with them, and he had a a room sort of down in the basement. It was a pull-out sofa and a TV. So he said, you're going to stay down here. And he knew how my mother was, how, you know, she, everything was wrong. You
is that,
don't
his,
do that
is her brother?
Yeah, it's my dad's brother.
Dad. Okay.
But he knew how I was brought up. So I'm 15. I go to his house. He takes me downstairs. He goes, okay, here's a, you sleep here. Here's a TV. If you need, here's the remote. And he goes, oh. He opens a closet.
He just let you loose. With
in
his
the closet, he had in order, by month, about 5 years' worth of Playboy magazines.
Oh.
And he just looked at me and said, knock yourself out.
Yeah. Wow.
And walked away. And
so
I
you
thought,
did knock yourself out?
Oh, you bet. Here's oh, my
full.
Goodness.
He went back home looking like Popeye.
Here's a full bottle of lotion.
My left bicep was huge. No,
left?
I'm telling you.
Oh, that's handed. Right. Your left hand.
I was in. I mean, I was in heaven because when she and he would go to work, both go to work, I'm left at home with
oh,
this
my
stack.
Of, like,
you couldn't open the centerfolds fast enough to see
oh,
one girl after another.
That's like
after.
Disneyland.
Oh my goodness, it was great. I miss you, Uncle Bill, in heaven.
Okay, can I get back to this?
Sure.
One? Okay. Daniel Craig will probably be playing the role of James Bond for some time now. He's currently shooting the latest Bond film, Skyfall. It's his third movie as James Bond.
I can't decide if I like him.
Well, the film's producer wants him to star in 8 movies. Roger Moore did 7. Sean Connery did 8, but one of them was produced by a different company, so they only count that as 7. So
I like him. I just don't like him as Bond.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him as James Bond.
Okay. A skit on last weekend's Saturday Night Live, which focused on the Denver Broncos' Tim Tebow's strong religious beliefs, has drawn a heated response from televangelist Pat Robertson. He called the skit anti-Christian bigotry. That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
I think Pat Robertson is disgusting.
Yeah. Yep.
Melissa Rivers, she's been dating porn honcho Stephen Hirsch.
Can we hear the sound of her face, Melissa Rivers? There it is.
She's been offered a role in an adult film by another porn company called Pornhub.com. The company believes it would be the first sex tape to feature a sexy Jewish American princess.
Well, make up your mind, sexy or Melissa Rivers?
They think she's sexy.
Her boyfriend, what is it, her husband or boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Is he a porn star?
He's like the president or something. I think it's Vivid Porn Company, Vivid Entertainment.
She's not going to do it, is she?
I doubt it. Her mom would probably have a cow.
I think a chick like
she'd have a horse.
No, I think a chick like that would be flattered.
This might do it.
Flattered that they'd want her in porn because she's butt ugly.
She's had a lot of work done, too.
Yeah.
Michelle?
That'd be like Tori Spelling. You know, Tori Spelling, if she was asked, she'd be, she'd be so flattered because she's just a bug-eyed monster.
Yes, she is. Michelle Bombshell McGee is trying to stop the porn company that has her sex tapes.
Who's Michelle Bombshell McGee?
She was the one that was dating
all the tattoos,
Jesse
remember?
Jesse
James
okay.
cheated on Sandra Bullock with her.
Okay.
The one with the tattoos on her face and everything.
I got you.
Yeah, this one company says they have possession of 2 separate sex tapes with her, one with a man, one with a woman. Her manager's trying to get them back, saying they were stolen from her. Yeah, right. Okay. Tupac Shakur's 1991 sex tape officially off the market after a private collector bought the film and said he's not going to release it. There's no word on what he paid for it, but there has been bidding just for the music in the background of the movie. It's an original unreleased Tupac Shakur track, and bidding is like $1 million.
Well, that's insane.
Yes, it is. Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, Portia de Rossi, have put their $49 million home on the market, and they bought...
$49 million.
Yep.
Wait a minute. No, that can't be right.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen
makes
big money.
I don't
even think Bill Gates has a $49 million.
Ellen and Portia have it was in Architectural Digest.
Oh, no. Ellen's got a lot of money.
And Portia's got money too, doesn't she?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to sell that, but in the meantime, they've put out another $12 million and bought Brad Pitt's Malibu mansion, which overlooks the Pacific Ocean. It has a pool, tennis courts, and a private beach.
Holy mackerel. I mean, it must really pay to have a daytime show with a little small audience of crazy women and gay guys.
Well, she's the face of, like, CoverGirl, too.
Yeah, CoverGirl makeup.
Is it Oilable Light CoverGirl? Yeah.
I had no idea.
Here's what bothers me about Ellen. I like Ellen. I think she's funny. But here's what bothers me. You ever watch her show? She does this, that thing Rosie O'Donnell used to do where she says, and every one of you is going to get the new PlayStation, and then you're all going to get a new TV, and you're all... Well, these people, these women go crazy, and they cry, and they almost faint. Is that what you need to buy the love of people by giving them thousands of that bothers me. Johnny Carson never got up. You're all getting the car. You know, he never did that.
It's just advertising. She's not paying for it.
Of course she's not. And it's smart advertising.
Oh, sure.
Can I go on now?
But something about it bothers me, like she's buying affection or something.
Wow. Oh,
no, you cannot go on. We are talking.
We're having men are talking here.
Yeah. J.R. Martinez.
You need to
your
learn
favorite
your place,
Dancing
Missy.
With the Stars guy.
I like him.
The winner. Yeah. He's expecting his first child with his girlfriend, Diana Gonzalez-Jones.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They're not married.
What?
Cuban-born, Venezuelan-raised actress Maria Conchita Alonso and actor Sean Penn had a heated exchange at the L.A. airport. Alonso called Penn a communist a-hole for hanging out with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Penn, in return, called Alonso a pig.
I hear that term a lot on the radio, a-hole. What's the A for?
I don't know.
They never make that clear.
No, it's just a hole.
I think it's a hole.
Oh, okay.
You're a real hole.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that. You're a hole. Okay.
Yeah. Pick your hole, whatever one you want to pick.
NYU professor Jose Angel Santana claims he was wrongfully terminated for giving James Franco a low grade in his class. According to his lawsuit, he's saying he gave the actor a D because he missed 12 out of the 14 classes. But Franco's saying, well, hey, I got all the work done. Okay, here's James Franco. He has graduated from NYU's Tisch School of the Arts with a Master of Fine Arts in Filmmaking. He has a degree in creative writing from Columbia, currently working towards an English doctorate from Yale. Good grief. X Factor creator Simon Cowell said yesterday he was probably a little too cocky when he launched the U.S. TV show earlier this year, boasting that it would overtake his old program, American Idol. He went on to say, though, that the two-part X Factor finale this week will be worth watching, and any of the three finalists is worthy of the $5 million recording contract.
Wow.
Right. American Idol runner-up 20-year-old David Archuleta has announced he's putting his music career on hold for 2 years to fulfill a full-time mission with the Mormon Church.
Translation, nobody's buying my music. That's what he's really saying.
The contents of the mansion where Michael Jackson died sold at auction for nearly $1 million on Saturday.
The mansion?
The contents.
The room. It's a rental.
The table, chair.
It wasn't even his
stuff. Bruce Willis treated employees at a Christmas tree lot to a huge tip when he bought his tree this week. He spent $175 on a 10-foot tree. He handed each of the workers who helped him pick it out $100.
Well, he should.
I know. MTV's bringing back Punk'd with Ashton Kutcher and
I won't watch it
Jason Goldberg as executive producers.
No thanks.
Avatar director James Cameron being sued again for allegedly stealing the concept for his movie. This time he's being sued for $2 billion.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. Rebecca Black's Friday video topped all other YouTube videos for 2011. 180 million views.
It's Friday.
I've never seen it.
Really?
The second most popular video, Daniel, love this, the ultimate dog tease.
I saw that. I love that.
The one with the bacon.
What? The maple kind? What?
Third was the Saturday Night Live short featuring Michael Bolton as a rabid Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
I didn't get that.
I didn't either.
I saw it, but I just didn't get it.
Mark Anthony treated his 14-person staff to an all-expenses-paid vacation to the Dominican Republic to thank them for their hard work. They also paid a visit to the orphanage there to spend some time with the kids.
And Mark Anthony's an ugly guy. Yeah. He's got a line of clothes. Where is it? Kohl's or somewhere?
Yes.
And who'd buy that?
I have no idea.
You want to look like that ugly guy?
No. I don't understand it at all. Okay. At the movies, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, opened at number one with about $40 million in ticket sales. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, was second.
Hey, can I say something about the Chipmunks? I can't stand the Chipmunks, and I'll tell you why. You can't understand anything they say. If you go back and listen to David Seville and the Chipmunks with their very original...
You can't understand it?
It's exactly the same technology, the same process today. When they talk... Alvin! What?
Ready, Dave?
Yeah. You'll pick out a word, like every 10th word, but it's like that Christmas. What are
they
saying?
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, thank you. Wow. They irritate me. I was in the movie theater and I saw a preview for their movie. I didn't understand one word they said. It's that, I don't know, it's a...
And the Chipettes.
It's hard to even explain, yeah, what they're doing. I don't get the chipmunk.
Third place at the movies was Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol with $13 million. But get this. Ghost Protocol made $13 million in 425 theaters, whereas Sherlock Holmes was made $40 million in 3,700 theaters. So.
Man, that's Sherlock Holmes. That first one's the worst thing I ever saw.
Birthdays.
Oh, never see the second one.
Birthdays. Actor John Hillerman. He was in Magnum P.I. He's that little mustache guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's 79 today.
Wow.
Drummer Peter Criss from Kiss is 66. Musician Alan Parsons is 63.
Wow.
Singer Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes is 45. Singer David Cook from American Idol is 29.
Johnny Cash loved Black Crowes. He only wore Black Crowes. Thank you.
Thank you. And actor Jonah Hill is 28. And that is the Wood Report for
wow,
the
and I'll tell you what, it was a good one, too.
Chock full.
Pina Del Piaz, the Wood
Thank
Report.
You.
We talked through half of it.
The Wood Report. Yeah. Which always includes multiple interruptions by us. That's what we do. We're here to interrupt Tina. That was a good report. Thank you. Even though half the people in there, I didn't know who you were talking about. But that's always the case. We're going to take a break before we do. We have to talk about teeth. I mentioned Mark Antony was an ugly guy. And that's not a cruel thing. He just is. He's ugly. And... part of what makes him ugly is teeth. I don't understand really rich people who have the money who let their teeth go bad. I understand people who can't afford it, and you know, time gets away from you. You have other priorities. Next thing you know, you got a horrible bunch of teeth in your mouth. But if you have, especially if you have dental insurance, or you make it a priority, you know, Ballast Dental Care will work something out with you. They have with people before. It's just important. You know, I remember in high school, Mr. Clark, my health teacher, he said, gentlemen, he'd always call the boys in the class gentlemen. He'd address the girls, and he'd address the boys. He said, gentlemen, let me tell you something. When a woman, girl, meets you, as you gentlemen grow up, you're going to meet some young ladies, and you're going to want to impress them. They're going to look at two things first. They're going to look at your face, and that means your hair, your eyes, your teeth, and then they're going to look at your shoes. And gentlemen, you need to keep those shoes shined. That's what he said. I'll never forget that. Mr. Clark said your shoes and your head were the two most important things. Now, the shoe thing is easy to take care of. The head is a lot involved.
Your
shoe
size, maybe.
No, he meant shine. Shine your shoes. When you get to the head, there's a lot involved there. You got hair to deal with, and that's relatively easy. That's pretty inexpensive to comb your hair and kind of cut. Do it yourself if you have to. And other than your hair, about the only thing you have any control over is your teeth. And you smile, people look at your teeth. You can look, it's possible to look like you have bad breath, even if nobody ever smells you. You still look like you have bad breath. You know, we have a friend who chews a lot of tobacco. And when you talk to him on the phone... You can tell when you're talking to him, he's always got tobacco in his mouth. And when you're around him and he... It's just the most disgusting glob of mouth snot. I don't know what else to call it. And that takes a toll on your teeth. Now, my wife won't drink tea, usually, unless it's with a straw. And I think she's got something here, because the tea doesn't go over your teeth and stain your teeth if you drink with a straw. That makes sense to me. And then when you get to go into the dentist, I understand fear and anxiety. I do. I as a kid, we had a drunken dentist, was our family dentist. He was an alcoholic. And I think he enjoyed hurting children. He did. You'd go in there, and you always knew you were going to get hurt when Dr. Merle got a hold of you, because he was a drunk, and it was a horrible experience. So I was a candidate to be one of those people that wouldn't go to the dentist until... In 1973, I met the people at Ballast Dental Care and Dr. Watanabe, and they're still going strong. And the same thing applies today as applied then. Once you find the right dentist, the right group of people, you'll never dread going to the dentist again. So I don't care who you are, or how long it's been, or how embarrassed you are, don't be. No matter who you are, they've seen worse. And maybe your teeth aren't in bad shape. You just aren't going to the dentist because you don't particularly like your dentist. Maybe your dentist retired, got old. just is not very friendly. Has bad chair side manner. Whatever. Maybe it's inconvenient to where they're located. Convenience is not an issue with Ballast Dental Care. They have patients as far as 150 miles away who are happy to drive that distance twice a year to go to Ballast Dental Care. Why don't you make an appointment? You make one visit to Ballast Dental Care, and I'd be willing to bet you you'll never want to go anywhere else. I haven't wanted to go anywhere else for 30, coming up on 39 years. BallastDentalCare.com would be the place to check them out online. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Ballast Dental Care.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. And this report's brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. Even if you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback holiday offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. Well, we do have an incident over in Illinois at Fairmount City. We've got Highway 111 at 5570, an overturned tractor trailer. There is a fuel spill and quite a bit of a delay there. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 40 downtown, you're stacking up Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 70 between Adelaide and Grand through 10th Street. On westbound 40, you're getting heavy now from a little west of Kings Highway through McCausland. Looks like it's slow again from Ballast out through Mason. A little bit slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, a little bit slow past the airport. Then it's heavy again, Mid-Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. And this report's also brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer and receive an oil change and tire rotation for the Toyota suggested price of just $39.95. Synthetic oil, slightly higher. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. This Thursday night, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Illini from the University of Illinois. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the University of Illinois Fighting Illini on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential and commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. I'd like to invite you to stop by Schnars to check out our selection of holiday lights. As you decorate and spruce up your home for the holidays, you may be wondering how you're going to hang those lights or your favorite wreath on your vinyl siding. Well, you'll need a hook for that, and Schnars has hooks. We have hooks for wreaths and hooks for lights. We have snap hooks and swivel hooks, cup hooks and coat hooks, tender hooks and tarp hooks, and S-hooks galore. For that bird feeder you're buying, we have 10 hooks or more. Yes, we have robe hooks and hat hooks and ceiling hooks and plant hooks, pipe hooks and eye hooks, and elbow hooks and hook hooks. How will you attach all these hooks, you say? Come by Schnars, we'll show you the way. Now, our hooks screw on and glue on. Some are even magnetic. For one that's held up by suction, ours is gigantic. So stop by and see us at Schnarrs Hardware today as we wish for you a happy, happy holiday. From all of us at Schnarrs, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, to all of you, Merry Christmas, and may all your holidays be happy and blessed.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equalizing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Everybody wants to help others, and you like to donate too. But with so many charities out there, how do you know which one does the most good? Well, it's easy. You can make a difference in the fight against drug and alcohol addiction by donating your used vehicle to the Salvation Army. Your car donation is tax deductible and the towing is free. The Salvation Army receives no government or outside funding but relies solely on your donated items. Call toll free at 1-877-SALVE-ARM or visit the Salvation Army website at stlarc.org.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Hi, sweetie.
She's always there for you. So this year, give her the gift of relaxation. Luxurious relaxation at Stonewater Spa Salon and Boutique in Plaza Frontenac.
Oh, yeah.
Stonewater Spa Salon and Boutique is an 11,000-square-foot sanctuary. Purchase any spa package and receive a free gift card. Stonewater can also accommodate your special event, a girls' night out, corporate event, or private parties. And right now, Stonewater has lots of perfect boutique items and stocking stuffers.
Thank you.
Stonewater Spa Salon and Boutique is located in Plaza Frontenac. For more, go to StonewaterSpa.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
Shop REI and get the expert help you need to find the perfect gift for your outdoor adventurer with free shipping with no minimum through December. REI. Find out.
Hit the B Square.
It is Tuesday. Tuesday is the day each week that the CDs and the DVDs are released. The new ones, the ones you couldn't get your hands on till today. And Joe Hipper's going to tell you what those are, which ones are good in his opinion, which ones are not so good. He is brought to you by Oreck. Oreck is a name that you know from a vacuum cleaner that for years and years and years has been the choice of thousands of not only commercial businesses, but homes. Oreck also is a name that's on a lot of other great home care products. We invite you to go check them out in any of these seven locally owned and operated Oreck home care centers. Ladies and gentlemen, Oreck presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Well, Joe, can I go pick up that I might like to watch on TV? Because I don't, like I said, I don't buy CDs very often.
Well, you know, it's going to be a bit of a bummer because the very first thing I have are a couple of CD releases.
Well, I might change.
Not sure. Let's find out. You might change because you are about to find out that Young Jeezy has a new album out today.
I love Young Jeezy.
That's right. 103 Hustlers Ambition. Hustlers with a Z, by the way. This is Hustlers with a Z.
Of course.
Hustlers Ambition.
How else would you spell it?
Yeah. Sure. You know, if you're going to commit to putting a Z in Hustlers, why don't you put the Z in the first S? Because there's two S's in Hustlers.
Young Jeezy, I'm guessing, is a man.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a rapper. Man. Yes, yeah. a rap man. Young Jeezy, but I don't think he's young anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem. When they start out, they're young rappers, and they put young in their name. But
what
then
if
as
you're
they get
Lil,
older,
what if you're Lil somebody? And you get really big.
Well, Lil Bow Wow just goes by
big
Bow Wow.
What about? But there's no Wayne. What about Lil Wayne? Right?
He still goes by Lil Wayne.
This guy, I mean, he is old now, right? I mean, we're talking Lil Wayne's got to be 30s, like
maybe,
late 30s.
Maybe his father's name is Wayne, so he can still be considered Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Senior.
There's got to be like an evolution. You know, look, wrestlers change their name all the time.
Right.
I mean, you should be able to adopt certain things and
big
change
fat
the name.
Wayne.
There
change
you go. Yeah. Well, what's wrong with Big Wayne? You know, Big Wayne's a good thing, right? I mean, the guy's, you know,
middle-aged Jeezy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Balding Wayne.
There's respect that goes with big something. Like in The Sopranos, Big Pussy.
Yeah.
That was the guy's name.
Yeah, you don't mess
with that.
You don't make fun of that because if a guy's going to walk around with that as his handle.
That's right.
You know you can't make fun of that handle.
Big John.
Right. Yes.
And in the mining song with Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John.
Well, it was Big John Studd, the wrestler, right?
Yeah.
There you go. See, I think they should evolve the names. I think Lil Wayne should either just be Wayne or he should be
Big Wayne.
Because Lil Bow Wow is now just Bow Wow, right? So it has been proven that it can work. People
it'd have to
adjust.
Be big, though. You have to shorten big because you can't have the whole word in there.
Right.
But then you've got Biggie Smalls, right? So you don't want to go with the big. I would go with the
Which
IG.
Is a contradiction. Biggie Smalls. That doesn't seem like it makes sense.
I'd go with just the IG. Ig Wayne. You know what I mean? Like just the Ig part. Give it
a B. I don't know
a
about that.
Apostrophe, Ig Wayne.
What are we talking about?
We just jumped off the cliff there.
Yeah. All right. Common. Speaking of music you probably don't get into. Common. The Dreamer, the Believer is out. The Bloody Beetroots. They've got a new album out. It's called Church of Noise by the Bloody Beetroots. Travis Tritt, the top 10 hit collection of Travis Tritt is available today. You can pick that one up. What if Rocky, the movie Rocky, everybody knows very well. What if Rocky had been done with MMA? You know what MMA is, right? That whole fighting thing where the guys are, there's blood everywhere.
Mixed martial arts.
Right.
Yes. Is that cage fighting?
Yeah, they're in a cage and it's just graphic and gross.
How is that different from the Ultimate Fighting?
The UFC is one of the leagues that do MMA.
MMA, okay.
Yes.
Right, so if Rocky were to be involved in this MMA world now that everybody just absolutely loves, they get into it, do you think it would still be as good a movie? If it weren't just straight boxing, if when they got into the ring, they were actually able to kick and scratch and claw,
smash heels in people's faces.
Right.
No.
Well, yeah, Apollo, I'm going to knock your head off with my foot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Triangle choke.
Yeah.
So now we'll know what it would have been like. That's interesting. Well, there's a movie called Warrior that is out today, and it did fairly well in the movie theater. In fact, a lot of people, critic-wise, said it was decent, and it has been compared to Rocky over and over again.
With the two brothers?
Yeah. I can see comparing it to The Fighter, since The Fighter was a movie with two brothers, and everyone rips off the Rocky formula anyway. And everybody does that. They all rip off the Rocky formula. Warrior, MMA, meets Rocky. But in my opinion, it's just not as good a film because there's an art form. I'm not trying to down or diss anybody into the MMA thing. You know, God love you, and I think your tap-out T-shirts look really good. There's a reason why they're $2 a pennies when you go shopping, by the way. But I think, really, there's an art form to boxing. There's like a poetry to it almost, the way they move and the way it's all timed out. It just is something beautiful to it. The MMA thing, you lose that beauty when you got guys like straddling each other and there's blood spurting out of noses. You got guys, the guys' crotches are sometimes right in the face. There's nothing to me sportsmanlike about
that. At least
you
punch somebody. That's the problem I have with that Roman Greco wrestling. I like the high school wrestling. There's a lot of crotches and noses and things.
And it happens
like
so quick, too, when they do it. They get right next to each other, and there's a really quick grab, and then before you know it, they're like in a figure eight together.
And then they do a reset, and they set you up in a doggy-style position with each other. Oh, and that's
the awkwardness of setting up the dog position is what I don't like, because the referee has got to really feel as if he's doing something wrong and dirty.
A little perverted.
Gentlemen, all right, get over here. Why don't you bend down just a bit?
All fours?
As well. All right, thank you very much. All that's missing is a little slap on the backside before they start the game. So there you go, Warrior. A lot of fun. Catch-22 is an expression, and I will plead ignorance. I have no idea. I know what it means if you're in a catch-22, but I don't know where it came from.
Does anybody know? It's a book.
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know. I had no idea.
But I used to know.
Yossarian.
You're in a,
when you're in a catch-22,
it's a no-win situation.
Right, either way, you're kind of hosed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's this or that.
Kind of like a rock and a hard place.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
Well, to play on that, there's a movie out today called Catch-44, all right, where you got a bunch of people all playing each other in different ways, and there's a scam here, scam there, can't trust anyone. Forrest Whitaker is in this movie, and he does very, very well. Almost as well as Bruce Willis, who is the star of this movie. And this movie is definitely one that you rent. Do not buy this movie, but definitely rent it. It is a lot of fun if you like movies where you don't know who's playing who. Catch 44, rent that one for sure. One Tree Hill Season 8 is available. Futurama Volume 6 is also out. If you like the concept of Jason Bourne and you want to see a chick do it, pick up Columbiana. That is available today. Fast-paced, little bit of fun. Sometimes they do that shaky camera thing where they're fighting, but Columbiana is a decent film, kind of like a girl version of Jason Bourne. Oh, enough, if you're really excited about the idea of manipulating confused children when they don't really know which direction to take with their life, why don't you pick up Glee, the concert movie,
yes.
Available today on Blu-ray and Blu-ray 3D, nice. My friends, just in time for Christmas. You get to see all that wonderful Glee stuff. There's a movie called Dolphin Tale. It's out today. It does have Morgan Freeman. I'm telling you, Dolphin Tale is Free Willy and Flipper merged together. The only validity is anytime Morgan Freeman talks, you remind yourself, oh, it's a decent movie now. Morgan Freeman disappears, it's a ripoff of Flipper, no good for anybody.
And the other difference between it and those movies is this is based on a true story.
Well, yeah, true. No, it is. Right. And the whole idea of, you know, selling a Flipper onto some kind of a thing, it's interesting, but they beg, borrow, and steal so many things that you might have seen in the horrific Paul Hogan Flipper movie, which came out a few years back. Still, kids will dig it. Straw Dogs, a remake nobody wanted, is now out on DVD and on Blu-ray. James Marsden, I believe, is that how you do it, Tina?
James Marsden.
Okay. He's decent, but he's no Dustin Hoffman. I still think the original is better, but this is at least worth renting if you want to do a bit of comparison. And last but not least,
I love the original Straw Dogs. I wondered about the new one. I would like it.
Remember you talking about that.
You're dealing with like a hillbilly situation versus some British thugs from the first one. I mean, you're completely different continents, completely different situations. And Dustin Hoffman, although he might seem like he's always playing the same guy, was so good in that role. James Marsden, such...
Isn't James Marsden the one that played the prince on Enchanted?
So. He's also Cyclops from the X-Men movies. Okay. He always gets the shaft in movies with girls. Okay, he was in The Notebook. He was the guy.
The dresses, the 66 dresses.
27 dresses.
I don't know how many.
But he always gets the shaft. All right. If you think that Owen Wilson is nothing more than a guy who always does the same role with a really weird nose, I have a suggestion for you. There is a movie, and it's true, you can't get past the nose, but if it's a good enough movie, you do forget about the nose eventually. Midnight in Paris is out today.
I saw it.
I really like this movie.
I love it. I
mean, my wife loved it.
It's like hit and miss with Woody Allen sometimes, but this is a Woody Allen film that really works because you don't feel like you're watching a Woody Allen movie. And I'll tell you, man, Owen Wilson, if you're looking for him to be an actor more than he ever has before... Midnight in Paris, definitely surefire bet. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oryx and the 7 locally owned and operated Oryx Home Care Centers. I bank at First Community Credit Union. Most of my Christmas shopping is done at First Community Credit Union because I believe when you give somebody cash, and they have these neat little cards that are meant to put bills in, when you give somebody money, you really cannot mess up. It's not about does it fit? Can they use it? Will they play with it? Will they get tired of it?
Will they return it?
Will they return it? It's money. I mean, so I went in today and did the first half of the shopping, which just simply, here, give me a cashier's check for whatever. Seriously, probably 75% of my Christmas shopping, I'll just do there. And nobody has ever said to me, when you give them money, oh, you know what, I already have one of these, yeah. Or anything like that. Thank you. I mean, what they do, you know, what you want them to do with it in a lot of cases, it may not be what they do with it. You'd like to think if you give your you know, elderly parent, or if you give a grandparent money, they go out and get themselves something they really want. Now, a lot of times they'll go and they'll buy a, pay for a prescription with it, or, you know, groceries. Okay, at least, you know, it's money that they had to do that with they didn't have before. So you may not think of First Community Credit Union as a place to Christmas shop, but I do, because they have the one and only gift that I can think of that fits everybody, that's loved by everybody, and nobody returns or is not grateful for. I was in there today. Stephanie waited on me. Sue was at the front desk. I know these people's names. They'll get to know your name. It's community is a good word for this place, First Community Credit Union, because it is a neat little community of people who go out of their way to make sure that you are satisfied with their service and all of the things they have to offer. They're checking their savings, their loans. The rates are always going to be competitive. I don't know of anybody who changes where they bank because they're unhappy with First Community Credit Union's rates on anything or their service. I don't know why they'd ever change if they're there, and I don't think you'll want to either. We would like for you to consider changing if you're banking somewhere else. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weil and Tim.
Thanks, Tina. They're still working with this accident over in Illinois in Fairmount City. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer with a fuel spill, so it's kind of a mess there. Eastbound 40 is still slowing now between Jefferson and the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 between Adelaide Grand and St. Louis Avenue. Traveling northbound 170, slow between 70 and Airport Road. Southbound 170, that's stop and go now between now it's Olive down through Forest Park Parkway and then slow from that point to 40. And westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland and Ballast out through Mason. You'll find some stop-and-go traffic there. This report's brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer and receive an oil change and tire rotation for the Toyota suggested price of just $39.95. Synthetic oil, slightly higher. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTL.